Leave it to Orlando, a city known for its entertainment venues, to find new ways to safely celebrate Halloween this year. If the spirit moves you, check out our list of spooky haunts located near Encore Resort at Reunion. Copyright Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures. Scream and stream at Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures. The new Scream and Stream drive-thru event sponsored by Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures is like watching a horror movie in real life from the seat of your car. Drive your way through a 30-minute theatrical experience along a 1.2-mile dark forest road with live performers, props, lighting and audio. Airboat ghost tours and a socially distanced, kid-friendly drive-thru trick or treat also are offered at the Kissimmee location. Events take place on Friday and Saturday nights from September 25th through October 31st. Pricing for each drive-through experience is per vehicle, maximum of 8 passengers. Scream and Stream tickets are $53 to $69, and drive-thru trick or treat tickets are $53 to $74. Airboat ghost tours are $26.50 per person. Book your spot and buy tickets at screamandstream.com. Copyright SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment. SeaWorld Orlando's Halloween Spooktacular. It's an ocean of Halloween fun for the whole family at SeaWorld Orlando's Halloween Spooktacular. The popular event returns this month with some modifications for safety and plenty of guest favorites, including trick or treating throughout the park. Look for goodies from Chick-fil-A, Firehouse Subs, Sour Patch Kids, Airheads, and more. With physical distancing protocols in place, guests can meet all the wonderful sea creature characters that only come out for Halloween. Little ones won't want to miss the special Sesame Street Halloween Parade. All guests are welcome to dress up in costumes. Guests who are 13 and older may not wear costume masks or hoods in the park, and all costumes are subject to the normal dress code for the park. In addition, face painting is not permitted on any guests unless it is done by park artists. All guests 2 years of age and older must wear face coverings while in the park, including guests who choose to wear costumes during SeaWorld's Halloween Spooktacular. This event takes place on Saturdays and Sundays from September 19th through November 1st and is included in park admission. SeaWorld will operate each party at reduced capacity to meet safety standards. Copyright The Lego Group. Legoland Florida's Brick or Treat. This October you can experience the spooky, kooky fun of Legoland Florida's Brick or Treat. Kids will find contactless trick or treating in the afternoons throughout the park. This year's event celebrates the return of character experiences to Legoland Florida featuring classic monsters with a Lego twist that guests can only see during Brick or Trick. Rockin' Frankenstein, Mummy, Lord Vampire, Scarecrow, Spider Lady, and Brickbeard are ready to meet you, from 6 feet away, of course. Performances of the Groovin' Graveyard and a candy-coated curse will take place throughout the day, and kids can participate in a candy corn scavenger hunt and a Lego building competition. They won't want to forget to snap a selfie with spooky Brick or Treat Lego models. All guests are welcome to wear costumes to Brick or Treat, but they still must adhere to the park's mask policy for everyone's safety. Currently, that policy states guests must wear face coverings in all inside areas and on rides and are encouraged to wear them throughout the park. Plastic costume masks do not replace cloth masks. Brick or Treat takes place on Saturdays and Sundays in October and is included in park admission. Copyright Disney. Halloween at Walt Disney World. Although the always popular Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party has been canceled this year, guests visiting the Magic Kingdom still will find Halloween surprises and treats each day. Enter the park and step into fall on Main Street, USA, with its traditional decorations. Keep an eye out for the character cavalcades that will feature classic characters dressed in their Halloween costumes as well as Disney villains. The Cadaver Dans return to the park, too. Plus, plenty of themed foods can be found at locations around the park. For many families, one of the big draws for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is that adults can wear costumes. Kids can dress up year-round. This year, all guests are invited to wear costumes any day from September 15th to October 31st. Character masks are not permitted for adults, and all guests ages 3 and older must wear a cloth mask to meet safety standards. Halloween entertainment is included in regular park admission. Spookosaurus races. When dinosaurs and Halloween collide, the Spookosaurus comes out. Grab your running or walking buddies and head to Bill Frederick Park, on the shores of Turkey Lake in Orlando, for a day of low-key races and fun. You can sign up online for Prehysterical Half Marathon, $60 Terrifying P10K, $55 Triskeriatops 5K, $40 Dinomite Fun Run, $30. Your registration fee includes entry into the race distance of your choosing. Race swag, finisher medal for all distances, and an aid station setup including Gatorade, water, energy gels, salty snacks, sugary candy of all kinds, and fun treats. The food doesn't stop when you're done running, though. Post-race treats will be waiting for you. As to Disney artwork, logos and properties, copyright Disney. Share on Facebook, tweet, follow us, share.